بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We all are looking for inspiration and motivation, but unfortunately, rarely do we reflect over the advisors of the companions رضي الله عنهم. And you will find chapters in the books of hadith, Babu Mawa'id al-Sahaba, the advisors of the companions رضي الله عنهم. Brief, comprehensive, but voluminous. Aisha radiallahu anha writes a note of advice to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Amma ba'd, after praising Allah, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِمَسَاخِطِ اللَّهِ يَصِرْ حَامِدُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ ذَمَّنْ لَهُ. Any person who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consequences of that will be that his allies will become his adversaries. Yet again, there is an advice given to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma by none other than Ali radiallahu anhu. And it is so profound that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma himself said, مَنْ تَفَعْتُ بِكَلَامِ أَحَدٍ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مَنْ تَفَعْتُ بِكَلَامٍ كَتَبَهُ إِلَيَّ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. In my entire life, I never benefited from a single piece of advice after the advices of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as I benefited from these words of Ali radiallahu anhu. So afford me your undivided attention and let us draw from this rich lesson of the interaction and engagement between these two legendary companions radiallahu anhuma. He says that Ali radiallahu anhu wrote to me and said, إِنَّ الْمَرْأَ يَسُرُّهُ إِدْرَاكُ مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَفُوتَهُ وَيَسُوءُهُ فَوْتُ مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُدْرِكَ. You will find that the average, common, regular human and mortal is such that when he secures something material, he's elated, he's ecstatic, he's overwhelmed. There's this euphoria and jubilation. And when he loses something or he suffers some material loss, he becomes sad and he becomes depressed and he's unhappy and he's anxious. Now, O Ibn Abbas, this world is too trivial to warrant your sadness and your depression. فَلْيَكُنْ سُرُورُكَ بِمَا نِلْتَ مِنْ أَمْرِ آخِرَتِكَ. Let your spiritual accomplishments bring happiness to you. وَلْيَكُنْ أَسَفُكَ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا. And let your sadness revolve around your spiritual setbacks. That today I could not offer my nocturnal prayer. Today I did not give charity. Today, unfortunately, I abused my tongue or I abused my sight. Let your sadness come as a result of setbacks in your religious goals. وَمَا نِلْتَ مِنْ أَمْرِ دُنْيَاكَ فَلَا تَكُمْ بِهِ فَرِحًا. And with regards to the material accomplishments, don't become haughty about it or don't become obsessed about it. وَمَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَيْهِ جَزِعًا. And your material losses, let it not allow you to slip into depression. This world is transitory, it's mundane, it is a passing phase, and it does not justify and warrant your tears and your pain. وَلْيَكُنْ هَمُّكَ مَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And let the primary focus of your life be preparation for after death. Remember, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. You check in your temperature, you check in your fever, you're monitoring everything in your body. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you want to monitor your faith and your iman, then this is the yardstick and this is the thermometer. If your spiritual accomplishments make you happy and your sins make you sad and depressed, then you are a believer. May Allah make us true believers. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.